This is an opportunity for Africa where we have social partners to share ideas on the labor market and the labor market policies, which are changing rapidly across Africa, and I hope you agree with me. And that our information service role should include collection of information, its analysis and dissemination to client groups, so that when the demand comes or when the requirement is actually called for, we will have somewhere to tap from. The information that relates to optimum use of manpower through qualitative placement and the realistic human resource development. And I hope and trust that the employers will also enjoy, because they are also represented. And we also need labor market information services that analyze employment operational data, such as the registration and the registers that I've already spoken of, and existing vacancies, so that placement by employers are actually led with information in order to arrive at meaningful labor market signals or decisions. And I hope and trust that it will be the first, but I think we will follow up with several others, because there is a demand in terms of employers, government actually wanting to send their representatives for this very important kind of workshop.
You have this decent worker agenda as part of the discussion that is going on there. May you explain?
When we talk about the decent worker agenda, we are talking about the environment, we are talking about pensions, we are talking about the workers' rights at the workplace, we are talking about the welfare of the worker at the workplace, even thereafter, because when a worker is actually performing some responsibilities, they are also saving towards their pension on retirement. So we are saying decent work actually provides for a whole package for the well-being of a worker, even when they have actually reached the age of retirement.